Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary. How did that lady with that voice not get into radio full-time? Dixon Brothers does all the beautiful work with the equipment and supplies and everything for swimming pools and ponds and water gardens and all of that. And boy, they could have used her all that time on radio. You can tell that she has a daughter who's an opera graduate, so from UNT. So a lot of talent in that family. Their other daughter is doing something very, very special, too. I digress. We have Tucker Reed, who is waiting for his chance to talk. Tucker, how you doing from the Dallas Arboretum? How are you?
I'm good. I'm cold.
Cold?
Yeah, I'm a little chilly out today.
Yeah, so. It is. It is. But we're going to talk about some wonderful things at the Dallas Arboretum, and one of them being a plant that is affected by the cold in a very positive way. Tell us about it.
It is, and this is Rose Salenciolata, or flameleaf sumac. It's a native plant. Everything about this plant is good because it can grow in the harshest conditions. It doesn't mind our soil. It loves full sun. It loves the heat. It's super hardy. It goes all the way up into Zone 6, which is basically north of Tulsa. It's just a really cool plant to have around. This is the one plant that when people ask me about growing Japanese maples in full sun, I immediately guide them to this plant.
Great idea.
Because Japanese maples can't handle the full sun. This plant does, and it gives you equal, if not better, fall color than most Japanese maples in that condition. Mm-hmm. And so I always tend to say, why don't you go to a native plant? We know you won't have any problems with it. The only problem you're going to probably have with it is finding it. Sometimes it's not really, abundantly out there. But if you look around, you call around the nurseries, you'll find it. Usually the better nurseries will have them. But this is when it starts to show up. And actually, I had a couple days off this week, and my wife and I were driving around, and it jumped out at me on the side of the road. And I was like, that's the plant I'll talk about this week, because this is one that we need to plant more.
Sounds like a Halloween costume. Jumping out at you on the side of the road. I was telling Robert off air that I drove to Brenham on Halloween afternoon evening, and you're just conscious of little goblins along the roadway, and so that just kind of brought that thought to my mind. Flameleaf sumac, everybody wants to grow a sumac. They look for them, they talk about them, the word is beautiful plant, and they are a little hard to find, but they'll be coloring up. Are they coloring now for you?
Some of them are. I saw some in Fort Worth that were coloring up.
Yeah.
And that's what I saw. So not a lot of color yet.
Another couple of weeks
and they'll
be
showing themselves.
Yeah. Oh, they're beautiful. Yeah. They really are pretty. All right. Flame leaf sumac, Rus, R-H-U-S, Rus lanceolata. Like lance-shaped leaves, and that's exactly our leaflets. All right. Education at Dallas Arboretum.
Yeah, there's still plenty of classes going on. There's classes all the way through December, and so plenty of things for the creative arts as well as a couple more gardening classes. Definitely check them out on the website.
You have a department at the Arboretum completely set aside to ongoing education, which is really, really special. It's still autumn at the Arboretum. What all's going on there?
We still have that. It still goes on. It doesn't end just because the pumpkins are done being used for Halloween. We keep the display up, although it will be reduced in size. It will shrink itself down into the garden, into the main pumpkin area, mm-hmm. In the pecan grove for the remainder of November. All the way, we keep it up all the way into November or
folks,
until Thanksgiving.
The 12 days of Christmas display will be going up starting in a couple of weeks. That is always a special. There's always something very. Will that be in DeGolyer?
Well, no, this is actually the brand new thing. We have a brand new festival or event called the 12 Days of Christmas, and we have 12 massive gazebos that are at least 26 foot tall. They look like Victorian music boxes all through the garden, and it's in conjunction with Dallas Stage and Scenery, which is the company that helps decorate for the opera and the musicals around town. Wow. So this is a brand new thing. This is the first year. We've been setting it up for a while. If you go out now, you'll see all the large gazebos, but you can't see what's inside yet. They're
I have not been there in the last short while. So Neil will be going to the website. Neil will be coming to the Arboretum. Folks, you need to become a member of the Dallas Arboretum. Give it as a gift for Christmas. And if you are a member, then you have a lot of other privileges, including coming in 2 hours early if you want to. You get to get there now that the daylight saving time is in effect. You'll get there before right at sunrise, and you'll have a good time with that. And plus, the gift shop and everything, just lots of discounts. You can do that online, or you can do it when you go to the Dallas Arboretum. Tucker, how do they find you?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from points south, take the Grand Avenue exit off of I-30. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from points north, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right. Online, it is DallasArboretum.org and the 24-hour information number.
214-515-6500.
All right. There are only 3 days a year that the Arboretum is closed. Make note of that because one of them comes this month, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. So don't plan to take guests there on those 3 days, but otherwise they're there for you. I appreciate Tucker Reed as Horticulture Manager at the Dallas Arboretum. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Sponsored today by Dixon Brothers. You heard Mary Travelland's nice, beautiful voice bringing us into this hour. Dixon Brothers. Leaves have begun to fall. They need to be removed from ponds and swimming pools. Dixon Brothers has robotic pool sweeps and pond vacuums to help you manage. You can also get helpful tips to make your job faster and easier. Dixon Brothers is set up with everything you need for pond maintenance and swimming pool management. At Dixon Brothers, you can get the fall pond must-haves, including pond cover nets and sturdy pond shark telescoping scoop nets, ginky fish foods for cooler temperature feeding, aquatic thermometers, and much, much more. Winter's going to be here before long. Plan ahead. Call Dixon Brothers to winterize your pool. Get winter covers for above-ground pools and customer automatic covers for in-ground pools. Install a freeze guard automatically to protect your equipment from costly freeze damage. Repair or replace any malfunctioning pumps, heaters, or filters. They can do all of that for you. Just give them a call. They're closed on Sundays, but you can call tomorrow morning at 972-288-7537. They even have solar fish for your pools to extend your swimming season. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers showroom 6 days a week at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. 204 North Galloway, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. Or you can call them again, 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Chris, and I'm a recovering addict. I'm a student at Serenity High in McKinney. Staying clean and sober is important to me because I like to live. One of the things I like about Serenity is I get a fresh start at school and get the chance to work better at a faster rate and an efficient rate. The great news is that I am a 10th grader when I'm supposed to be a 9th grader. After Serenity High, I hope to attend LSU College and go to ROTC for the Marines. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Without Serenity High, I would probably be in jail, in hospitals, institutions, or probably dead.
All right. Thank you, Chris, very much. Very, very special school. We thank you for that message. Let me go back to our phone lines. Let's go to Bart and McKinney. Bart, thanks for waiting on me. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you, Neil.
Yes,
been
sir.
Listening to you since Napoleon was a corporal, so it's this is my first call. But I've got 5 or 6 years ago, I bought what was a large magnolia from a reputable tree farm on Sam Rayburn Tollway going west on the north side.
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah, okay. And they installed it. They came out, dug the hole, blah, 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 all that kind of good stuff. And but that thing was about 6 to 7 feet tall when I put it in. And in that length of time, I doubt that it's grown in height a foot and a half, maybe.
Okay.
And it seems like the outer limbs are not expanding. It has all the appearance of a happy tree. I mean, it's green and it's...
Is it full?
Pardon me?
Is it full? Full of leaves?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Right. It's got leaves. Puts out a few flowers every year.
All right, Bart, let me give you my read on it. Number one, that is a very recognized nursery, and I would encourage you to talk to them about it as well if you have not already, because they're known to be outstanding.
Right.
I bought several live oaks back when we only had one high school in McKinney, and I gave a live oak each year from that nursery to honor
right.
the valedictorian of McKinney High School.
Uh-huh.
And we grew too much, and I couldn't afford to do that, so we changed. But those trees just did beautifully. But they sat there. They were, like I say, live oaks, and probably 3-inch, 4-inch diameter trees. And they sat there for a couple of years, as any transplanted tree will do. All right, now I want to step to magnolias. Magnolias, number one, are slow-growing trees. You'll hear me talk about trees that are fast-growing that you don't want, the cottonwoods and fruitless mulberries.
Right.
Then the 45-mile-an-hour trees is my way of referring to oaks and cedar elms and pecans and things, Chinese pistachio. And then the 30-mile-an-hour trees, and in that group I put ginkgos and magnolias. And so I try to point out that they are slower growing. So you have a couple of year hold back on the transplanted tree just to get reestablished. You have a tree that grows slowly to start with. So that's working not against you, but you at least need to acknowledge it. And then the third factor that has come into this has been this gosh-awful extended drought that we've been in.
Right.
We've been on these water curtailments, so just psychologically, we're not watering as much as we might have otherwise. Water and nitrogen are what that tree needs, and it will take off. It will grow for you. If it's full now, then that means that it's healthy, it's vigorous, it's just waiting its chance. And you can give it that chance by watering probably a little bit more than you have. Remember where they're native. They're native from Tyler eastward, and that's an area that gets 20 inches of rain more than we do. Not so much Tyler, but when you get toward Louisiana, it's a lot more rain. So water it well, and nitrogen, just nitrogen. Same thing you put on your turf grass. And I think you'll find it'll kick in.
Should I dig the nitrogen in or just
no? The
put
roots
it on
are
there?
Near the surface. The roots of magnolias. I saw a couple magnolias down in I guess it was College Station or Brenham. It was one of the two places. I was so tired I couldn't tell, couldn't remember. But the roots were just matted on the surface of the soil. They'd had a little erosion. And I thought, wow, that is proof right there. I should have taken a photo. Proof right there that 90% of any tree's roots are in the surface, the top foot of soil. So, no, you don't need to dig it in. Just don't let it run off.
Well, the tree's planted on a very slight downslope, so probably what I'm watering is not all going down.
Very, very good point. You know what you could do? You might put a half berm, a half basin on the south side of it just to hold that water back a little bit. You can always take that away once the roots are better developed down the hill. But I think I would do that for just a year or two and see if that makes a difference. I'll bet it'll make a big difference.
Let me make one other comment.
Sure.
The leaves are a great, they're very, very green. On the underside, they're a very light rust color.
Yeah, that's the pubescence. That's called natural pubescence of magnolias.
So that's normal.
That's absolutely normal. You get on Ridge Road, since you're calling from McKinney, get on Ridge. I'm trying to think. I think it's just south of.
I'm just off Virginia Parkway.
You get on Ridge Road just south of the Ranch Country Club. There is a road that goes off. It's a four-lane road divided about probably three blocks south of the country club, goes off to the west, and it is full of magnolias, and the backs of those leaves are just cinnamon colored. They're beautiful.
Okay.
So I think those are teddy bears probably.
Yeah, this is you don't think that possibly they gave me one of the small magnolias. I wouldn't think so. They're huge. You know the tree farm. I mean, I've bought trees from them before, and I've no problem whatsoever.
You can identify little gem or teddy bear easily from southern magnolia. You can tell by the flower size you've had flowers. You can tell by the leaf size. You have leaves you can take in there right now. Well, folks, we're talking about Fannin Tree Farm. Mike Fannin's been in the business 45 years or longer.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody grows. He's got tree farms everywhere. Yeah. He's a marvel. I would go talk to them, I think, at this point.
Well, the leaves on this are probably 5 to 7 inches.
That's southern magnolia. You're on target. You're fine.
Okay. Okay, Neil. I appreciate it.
Appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Okay. All right. Folks, I am now 4.5 minutes behind on this break. I will do a very quick ad for my own book because I can cut my own ad short, but I'm way behind. So I really couldn't have sped that up anymore because I wanted to give him a good answer. My book, Neil Sprays, Lone Star Gardening, I hope will become a go-to reference. I can't quantify this, but I would say it's 10 times better than The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It is not a revised edition in any way. That's like a noose around my neck. When you publish a book that is called Complete Guide to Anything, then people assume you can do nothing else. You're done. You might as well retire. Well, that was 23 years ago, and things have changed a lot in horticulture. My new book, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, costs about two-thirds what the old book. If you go into a bookstore, you're going to find the old book. And please don't spend the $38 or whatever it is dollars for that one when you can get this one for $28.95 and have the brand new up to speed 840 photographs, 344 pages. It has more than 25 multi-page charts. It has everything that I wanted to put in the other book and didn't get to because of just having to arm wrestle with publishers. This one I self-published. That's why you don't find it in stores and you won't find it on Amazon. You can go to neilsperry.com and order it there. You'll get a signed copy. If you call my magazine office before 10:30, you'll get a signed copy of my book. And so call right now, if you will, 1-800-752-GROW. $28.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. Wonderful Christmas gift, 800-752-4769. 1-800-752-GROW or order at neilsperry.com.
Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
North Haven Gardens. They've been in the same location since 1951. I have proudly advertised for them for all of the 37 years that I have been on the radio. North Haven has garlic and shallot bulbs. This is the best chance to plant garlic and shallots before the time runs out. Last chance. These versatile cool season vegetables are easy to plant and grow, can be used in almost any recipe. Go to nhg.com. Click on edibles for more information. Check out the vegetable planting season calendar as well. Fall is a wonderful time to plant fruit trees and shrubs. Fruit trees and shrubs need healthy root systems to produce and grow. North Haven Gardens has all you need, from liquid root stimulator to mulch. Your plants will grow. They'll establish their root systems during the winter, and they will take off come springtime. North Haven has grapes, if you want to try blueberries, apples, peaches, and more, ready to plant. And just arrived for the holiday season and indoor gardening season, bromeliads, Christmas cacti, succulent combinations, and many more. Their featured pansy of the week, starting Tuesday, November 4, will be Colossus Neon Violet, a large flower, deep purple blotch pansy with a vibrant neon blue interior ring and a bit of fragrance. You can get full 20 count flats for only $19.99, regular $25.80. That starts on Tuesday. Each week through mid-November, North Haven Gardens features a unique pansy, perfect for adding the bright seasonal color to your garden. They're at 7700 North Haven Road, open 7 days a week, one block west of Central. That's 214-363-5316, nhg.com, North Haven Gardens.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
I'll tell you in a minute a little bit more about our home landscape school. It's our 20th annual. It will be held on Saturday, February 14, all day. Stephen Chambly and I will help you learn how to do a residential landscape project, how to draw it to scale, what plants are best, how to lay the design out, how to implement it. And then we'll give you 2 weeks later a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional. We bring pros in from all over Texas, and you get a 30-minute consultation with one of them to finish your working drawing of your own landscape plan. It's only $179 for one person, $219 for two people, same household. Prices are about to go up. More information coming soon, but you can register at neilsperry.com or by calling the same number you call for my book, and that is 1-800-752-4769. Richard in Springtown, this is Neil. How may I help you?
Good morning, Neil. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Real quick question. I'd like two or three options for a screen, a plant screen. I know I've heard you say that the Photinia are a problem now, the red tip, the large Photinia.
Yes,
and I was wondering if you could give just a couple suggestions.
How tall and wide do you want your plant to grow?
Well, maybe 10 foot.
All right. Is this a city lot, an urban home, or is it out in the country?
It's out in the country.
All right. How much space do you have?
I have as much to initially plant it. I have as much space as I want.
Well, the reason I ask. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There'll be a fence, a regular fence behind it, but I'm trying to separate my property from another property, basically with a plant screen.
Okay. Well, what I was alluding to, getting ready to allude to, was if you wanted something taller, the best screening plant that looks really natural in Wise County would be Eastern Red Cedar Juniper, the red cedars that are native to Wise County. But that's going to require probably 25 or 30 feet of floor space in your landscape. If that fence is going to be fairly close to your house, that would be too big a plant to use. But it's,
no, it won't be. It won't be close to.
That's what I've used. We have 11 acres, and that is what I've used for privacy in about three directions. And I don't plant them in rows. I zigzag them so that they look like they're just natural on the hillside, and they grow really quickly to 20 or 30 feet, and they're very durable. I mean, it's a native plant that's really durable. The biggest problem with them is finding them in nurseries. You can dig them during the winter if you'll find some that are about shin high, about 18 inches high or 15 inches high. They transplant beautifully, and they will take off and be 7 or 8 feet tall within 3 or 4 years if you water them. So that's one option, and like I say, you place them 18 or 20 feet apart in an irregular zigzag, and you have a very natural looking visual barricade. If you want to come in closer, then I think the best shrubs that are replacements for red-tip photinias, which are basically doomed because of the fungal leaf spot, the best replacements would be Nellie R. Stevens hollies. If you come in closer still, and Nellie R.'s will get 12 to 15 feet tall, if you come in closer still, then you could go with willow leaf holly, or you could use Oakland holly. I'm a big holly fan because they are so durable. They are not quite as drought tolerant as the red cedars. They're pretty good, but they don't grow very well if you don't keep them very moist. So that's something you must not let them get dry. You can't really tell, really on all of these plants, you can't tell when they're really dry because they don't wilt. They don't have any mechanism for wilting. The hollies don't and the junipers don't. And so if you let them get too dry, then they're gonna be gone before you know it. So you just have to be vigilant on that part.
How far would you plant the cedars from the fence?
What kind of fence is it?
It's a barbed wire fence.
Okay.
Stranded barbed wire.
Yeah. That's up to you. If you don't want to have to get into the cedars, if you ever have to repair the fence, then they probably ought to be 20 feet away.
Okay.
If you know the footprint of a mature red cedar is probably 30 or 35 feet across. I'm talking about a great big one. The maximum 50-year-old, 40-foot tall one's going to be 30, 35 feet across. I have a lot of those on our property. They're beautiful big plants, and they really, they'll give you screening if they build a 4-story building behind you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank
All
you
right.
Very much.
Thank you. Okay.
Have a good day.
Oh, I will. Thank you. Same to you. Robert and Keller and Helen and Fred, you're coming through. Please hang with me. Please, please. The longest segment comes up next, and I'll get to you. Dallas Plumbing Company has provided plumbing services to Dallas area homes and businesses since 1903. And sometime back in there, they said, you know what? We can go to Fort Worth. We have wheels now. That was 1903 was the year Henry Ford founded Ford Motor Company, and the Wright brothers flew. So they probably had wheels, but they were probably buggy wheels when they began at Dallas Plumbing. But they are all over the Metroplex now. We had them at our home for some heating air conditioning work this week. Their Silver Star plan, where they come out twice a year and check on all of the heating and cooling systems and make sure everything is working properly. I make it sound like we have tons of them, but I also have them doing a couple of other projects involving my greenhouse while they're here, so they do have several projects. Dallas Plumbing has earned multiple awards through their years. Well, I would expect so, because they're the best it gets. Carrier Cool Cash Rebates. Now, pay close attention to this, because you have 13 days to trigger this one. Carrier Cool Cash Rebates are back. You can save up to $1,500 on a new Carrier high efficiency air conditioning and heating unit for your home, or you can receive up to one full year of no interest financing. It is your choice. It's good until November 15 only. Visit DallasPlumbing.com for details, or you can call them for a free estimate at 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com or 214-340-6300. Also at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas, they have a beautiful kitchen and bath faucet and fixture showroom. They invite you to stop in and browse and buy what the professionals buy. And really great people. 10% discount for seniors on plumbing, heating, and air conditioning service. 214-340-6300, DallasPlumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
Mike Wisnan, Derek Wisnan, father and son team. Since 1983, when Mike's dad founded WhizQ Stone, they have been leaders in the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. Can you imagine a landscape without stone? Can you imagine a landscape that didn't have a stone retaining wall or a beautiful boulder or three for accent, or maybe river rock as a bed covering, because you just have so much ground cover and flower bed space, you want a little variety, or flagstones for a patio, or paved stones. They have paved stones for a pool deck or walks or driveway. Can you imagine a landscape that didn't have any of that? Well, I can't either. And that's why WhizQ Stone has a place in everybody's landscape. You need to get in the car and motor to WhizQ Stone. They're open 6 days a week. You'll need to motor to them on a day other than Sunday. And what you will find is a gracious reception when you drive into their showroom. Wait, please don't drive into the showroom. Drive up to the showroom and walk in and talk to their people. They're courteous. They know the business. 22 acres of stone. Oh, do I sound like I just go nuts when I go there? Yes, that's exactly right. I love that place. We have some tonnage of stone that we've gotten from WhizQ Stone. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South. Their phone number is 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. And then on the web, Derek has done their website for them. Mike's son, Quiz-Q.com. Sons and daughters tend to be the ones who do the websites. Have you noticed that? WHIZ-Q.com. It's WhizQ Stone. And right now it's our old and local Whiz. It would be Major Logan from the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Major.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time, 9:34. Dallas police put out more bait. We'll have that story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right on traffic watch. We have a report of an accident on Montford Drive at LBJ Eastbound Service Road. Also, race traffic starting to build up around Texas Motor Speedway, seeing a slowdown on I-35W Fort Worth northbound between Eagle Parkway and Highway 114. Congestion building in Northlake also on I-35W Frontage Road. That's northbound. It's between Elizabethtown Road and Highway 114. The WBAP 24/7 forecast looks mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 68. Increasing clouds tonight with an overnight low of 56, and mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 72. 51 degrees now in Fort Worth. Islamic State extremists continue to target members of a Sunni tribe in Iraq. A senior member of the tribe says the militants lined up at least 50 men, women, and children today in a village north of Ramadi and shot them dead. Mass slayings have now killed some 150 members of the tribe in recent days. In other violence today, attacks around Baghdad have killed at least 19 people. Bad news for car thieves. Dallas police have almost doubled their arrest with bait cars.
Officials are happy with the results and are planning to expand the program. They have 10 more bait cars on the way. Police have made 145 arrests this year with the program, compared to 78 arrests in 2013. Now, they do have 5 more cars this year than in 2013, according to the Dallas Morning News. Sergeant James Johnson is the supervisor of the program. He says part of the jump in arrests this year is due to the new bait items, including tools and electronics, that they've been putting in the cars to attract thieves. Mickey Briggs, 24/7 News.
Once again, it's going to be mostly sunny, breezy today with a high of 68. Right now, 52 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very much. I don't know who came up with the concept of bait cars, but that's award-winning. I love that. So, oh my. Let me tell you about our home landscape school and invite you to join us, if you will. It'll be all day Saturday, February 14. That's Valentine's Day. This makes a wonderful gift for somebody near to you. Might be a child who has a first house. Might be you and you want to redo a landscape. The process is exactly the same for remodeling a landscape as it is for putting in the landscape in the first place. And so that's why we have our landscape school. We've done this for 20 years, and it always sells out. We have a $20 discount on the registration right now. It will go up by $20 in just a few days. So I would very much encourage you to sign up right away. You'll spend all day in the classroom as Stephen Chambly and I teach you all day long how to draw a landscape plan to scale. Now, that sounds like that's a long time for that. But what we're teaching you is the principles of good design, how to integrate hardscape and living parts of the landscape together, how to choose where to plant your trees and shrubs, how to do bed layout and design, how to have a perfect lawn, what plants are the best, how to have effective color year-round. All of these things are on the table for discussion at the Home Landscape School. And then 2 weeks later, on Saturday, February 28, or Sunday, March 1, you get a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional to finish your landscape plan. The school on February 14 is taught at the Plano Center, and the landscape school, the consultations 2 weeks later are at North Haven Gardens all day long. 30-minute consultations, your choice of time. So for all of that, it's $179 for one person or $219 for two people, same household. The prices are about to go up by $20. So I'm giving you an SOS. Do not delay. You need to call immediately. Call my magazine office right now, the same number you called to buy my brand new book, a signed copy, and that is 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or you can sign up at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com.
How are you ready for a jam-packed Monday?
I am, boy. It's going to be busy.
Yeah, I know. All right, so we got the Cowboy game to get into.
That's number one.
We got to preview the midterm elections.
That's number two.
Yes, but I got to tell you about the bobbing for apples that went out at my house at a Halloween party.
Oh, did Bob do okay during it?
Well, I'll tell you.
Hal and Brian this morning, 5:15 here on WBAP.
All right, let's talk about advanced foundation repair. And I hope that you never have a foundation problem. If you do, or if you're just worried about whether you might, I hope that you will call my sponsor of 20 years, my advertiser, and that's Fred Marshall's business, Advanced Foundation Repair. They will come to your home and they will do a very thorough analysis of your home's foundation. It is almost like a topographic map of your slab that they will draw. Now, if you have Pier and Beam, they'll do the same thing for you. It's a different division within the company, so they can help you either way. I've had work on our slab at our home, and I've had work on our Pier and Beam old historic home in downtown McKinney where my office is, and they have done a masterful job in both cases. They give you the topographic map back, and they say, here is where you have problems. Occasionally, they'll come across, and it happens fairly often, a house that really doesn't have any problems, and they'll say that to the people. And thanks for calling us, however, and here's our card. If you need us, call us again later. Appreciate your call. And the integrity of this company is just far and wide, and that was obvious to me the first day I did an ad, and they said, you know, we're doing something no one else in the industry does, and that is we give a lifetime warranty on our work, transferable from owner to owner to owner. You say, well, all the companies do that now. Well, not all of them, and Advanced was the first. That's how special this company is. They also hold patents on a lot of the techniques and the products and services that they bring to the job. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. They are the best. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. That's plural. It's Advanced Foundation Repair. Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program. Thank you, sir. And we go to Robert in Keller, who's been waiting patiently. How may I help you?
Well, thank you, Neil, for taking my call.
Sure.
Probably not the only person who did this, but maybe the only one willing to admit it. Somehow, in late August, early September, I neglected to do the pre-emergent for the fall. And I have a great stand of grass, but I'm worried about the poa that I have a problem with when I do forget to do it. So anything I can do now or anything I can do later to help alleviate the problem, or am I just done for a year?
Well, I can help you with broadleafed weeds. I cannot help you with poa annua, with annual bluegrass. And I'm not really trying to slap you a bunch, Robert, so forgive me for the way that's going to come out. But that's why I tell people in September you get one chance, and if you don't take that opportunity at that point, you've blown it for that year. That's actually kind of how I present it. So that unfortunately holds true here. I don't have a solution. Even overspraying once the Bermuda is dead, I don't even want to suggest it because people will try it, and I think there's too much danger of damaging the Bermuda by spraying with what I was about to mention. I thought, you know, I don't even want to introduce that concept. It's not going to be satisfactory for most people.
Right.
Just mark it for next year. If you happened to have overseeded with ryegrass, then that'll camouflage the annual bluegrass. But otherwise, just kind of, you know, that maybe you have a sign printed that says experimental turf management program or something.
I thought about doing a late over. I hadn't overseeded yet. I don't mind mowing through the winter, and I have a dog that will probably help my Bermuda if I did it. Is it too late now, do you think, to even do the overseed?
I have overseeded this late. It really depends. I have, and you don't get as good a germination as you would have a month ago, but it will come up. And it will certainly come up by February. And a lot of it, you know, if you were to do it in the next day or two ahead of the rain, that would help. If it warms up enough, it germinated in 2 days at our home.
Right.
And I put it out, watered on my normal watering day. I have not put any extraordinary water on it. I just I have an area that would be very muddy without it, and
right.
Across our creek. And so I do that every year, and it's just amazing how it does not require more water in spite of what some of the cities will tell you.
Right. Well, I appreciate it, Neil. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you called. Good luck with it, Robert. Let's go to Helen in Waco. Helen, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Helen.
Can I call?
Yes.
My vegetable garden is raised bed, and I've carefully prepared my soil and worked a lot of nitrogen into it. I planted spinach and collard seeds the middle of October, and they have come up, and they're less than an inch tall, and they're just not growing.
What kind of nitrogen did you put in?
Slow release, the kind we use on the lawn and everything.
All right, but it was a commercial fertilizer?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, it was yours.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you still have some. I wish I still had it in the market.
We bought a good supply, and
we
still have a little.
Good girl. Let me tell you a couple of things that I would be concerned about. Spinach in Waco probably should have been planted by, the 10th or 15th of September.
Okay.
I think you missed some of the good growing weather, and it's going to grow more slowly because
okay.
of that. I don't know if you have any way of erecting a little hoop pipe frame structure over the top and putting some plastic over to get a little warmth in there, or even frost cloth over the top of a little hoop.
I have that. Okay.
Yeah, you could do that, and that might speed the things along a little bit. As far as the collard, it is a little more winter hardy and can handle a little later planting, but I think mid-October might be a little too late.
I
normally do not work fertilizer in before I plant. I put it on after the plants are up and growing for a couple of weeks. I don't know if you did anything to harm them with that. You know, if they germinated okay and didn't burn, then I don't think you did anything to harm them, but I think you might have had a little better results had you done it in the reverse order.
Okay, I was just about a month late. Okay.
Yeah, I think the timing is my bigger concern.
Okay. Very good. We love your book, your
thank
magazines,
you.
And thank you for all you do for
gardeners.
You are
gardeners. Welcome. Well, I love doing it. I get to talk about my hobby, and that's the best. Thank you so much. Let me go to Bert in Flower Mound. Now, by the way, I'm going to need a couple calls after this because Bert's the last one. I haven't given the numbers because I was having trouble getting everybody helped. But right now we'll need some calls at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Bert, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
I listen to you every week.
Thank you.
I really appreciate all your advice.
Thank you.
I've got a purchasing a lake home on Lake Bob Sandlin, East Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And the lot is full of just small trees, maybe 3-4 inches in diameter. I want to grow St. Augustine grass, and I've been kind of looking online, and it says you can remove a bunch of the small trees and then trim the trees up, but how far, it faces west, how far up do I need to go to get sunlight through them?
Okay, and when you say reading online, you're talking about the regulations of the lake village
yes.
or something?
Okay. Yes, and there's no restrictions. I can take them all out, or I can take as many as I want.
Well, St. Augustine, to establish and do well, needs 5 to 6 hours of sunlight. And we're not talking about at 8:30 in the evening in July. We're talking about good, hot, direct sunlight during the growing season from April through October. And to get it established, where is Bob Sandlin? How far south? Is it Tyler?
It is.
Where is it?
It's out Highway 30, about an hour and 15 minutes from Rockwall.
Okay, so it's
straight up Mount Vernon, Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. I'm with you. That's fairly far north, and so that makes it just a little bit harder to get St. Augustine established. People in South Texas don't realize that when you try to get St. Augustine started from sod in shade, they don't have any trouble growing it in almost full shade in Houston. It never goes brown in the wintertime. In our area, it goes brown in the winter, and plus if you're planting new St. Augustine in shade, it never is quite as strong, and so it's a little harder. The triangulation of the sun is going to determine how far up you remove lower branches. I would very much encourage you, Bert, not to take the limbs off too high. There are other plants you can grow. They won't be grass, but they'll be shrubs or ground cover or something in prime areas. If I don't want you to wreck the look of your trees. If you have scrubby trees that don't contribute much, or hackberries and cottonwoods and things, some of them, maybe those go first, or gnarly damaged trees, those go second. But at some point, you're going to say, I don't want to take any more trees out. And that's what I did at my home. And I finally just said, okay, I'm out of St. Augustine. I'm out of the business. I'm into ground cover completely. Mondo grass or monkey grass is a good ground cover for shade. You just don't want to have to do 4 acres on a rural lake property with it. That'd be too much. But, you know, if it comes to that, I'd rather see you do that than to take out more trees.
There's a lot of pine trees in that area.
Yeah, well, pines are high, and you can trim pines fairly high, and you can get good light beneath them. Look into, and I've never grown centipede grass, but it is pretty tolerant of the shade as well. It is a lower maintenance grass than St. Augustine. It must have acidic soil, and that's why I've never been able to grow it or try it. It looks somewhat like St. Augustine. It's called Poor Man's St. Augustine by some casually. But look into that as a possibility also.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
That'll
Neil.
Get you
Thank
started.
You very much.
All right. I'm glad you called. Good luck with that. Sounds beautiful. Folks, my book is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, published in April. We took a shipment just a couple weeks ago, and I sat there and signed 500 copies. I don't know how many are left, but we have enough that I can sign some more if we need to. The reason I wanted to do that, I was not able to sign them when it came out back in the spring because it would have slowed it down so much. There were many, 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 many thousands that went into the mail system in a 2-day period, and I could not have done that. I can sign about 300 or 400 at a time, and then my arm falls off. So anyway, but we have signed copies, and if you would like to get or give a signed copy of my brand new book, it is in no way a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening. Now, if you go into bookstores, that's the one you'll see, the 23-year-old book. If you look on Amazon, that's the one you'll see, my 23-year-old book. Please don't be mistaken. If you want the new book, you have to buy it from my magazine office or from my website. I realize that I'm going to lose a lot of sales that way that I would have had otherwise, but this way I control my destiny. I don't have to worry about arm wrestling with publishers and others. It's just a more fulfilling experience. A lot of authors are doing the same thing. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the evolution of my annual gardening calendar, which I no longer do. 48 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. And then chapters 3 and on, a chapter each for trees and shrubs and vines and ground covers and annuals and perennials and turf grass and fruit and vegetables. All of that. And it's only $28.95. The old book never was $28.95. Started out at $36.95 23 years ago. And this one has three times as much information, twice as many photographs, all of them mine with two exceptions out of the 840 of them. It's the book I wanted. And you can have it for $28.95 plus tax and postage, and we can get it shipped in a day or two from my office if you'll call right now. 1-800-752-GROW. Same number you call for the landscape registration. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Or order on my website at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com.
Fall color arrives almost daily at Shades of Green in Frisco. Colorful pansies and violas, snapdragons, dianthus, alyssum, kales, and cabbages, and so much more. So many beautiful choices. Everything is ready to go into your landscape because fall is for planting. You'll also find top quality shrubs, vines, ground covers, ornamental grasses, perennials, and annual color at Shades of Green. Right now is the perfect time to be shopping for trees. Why? Well, because right now you can take advantage of Shades of Green's annual tree sale. Add specimen quality trees to your landscape and save up to 30% off all container and B&B trees, 10-gallon and larger. At Shades of Green, you'll also find a wide selection of gardening supplies, from mulches, compost, and fertilizers to foliar sprays and insect control. Do you need some landscape inspiration, or you just want your landscape to go from simple to sensational? Then give Shades of Green a call and sign up for a design consultation with one of their in-house designers. They specialize in planning and installing unique landscape ideas with low maintenance and low water requirements. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com.
At this point in this break, you would normally be hearing an ad, my wife's voice for Serenity High in McKinney, the nation's only public high school that is for kids in recovery from drug and alcohol abuse, a disease that hits many families. However, just to keep it a little bit shorter and get back to my calls, serenityhigh.org is the website, serenityhigh.org, Serenity High in McKinney. Arborological Services, the experts your trees deserve, serving the Metroplex with the finest in tree care since 1981. More than 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists are on staff there, and each of them has a list of accounts that they service and they work with, and they know the trees. When Brian, our account rep, certified arborist comes to our home, he knows very well the history of our trees, and he can step right in at full speed and help. They have tree climbing crews that just consistently are competing at the state and national levels. They're the best it gets. Complete tree maintenance all the way to specialized care for cabling and bracing and lightning arrest and consultation and court testimony, all of that. They do it all. They are the best. Arborological Services. They are strictly in the Metroplex, but they have a toll-free number to help you. 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts, and arborological.com on the website. It is Arborological Services, 866-552-7267. Greg is in Pilot Point. Greg, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
Okay. I have about a 20 by 40 foot vegetable garden. And there's a farmer up here in Pilot Point that has about 2 acres of very nice compost that he gets from the horse ranches and stuff. And I was going to buy a couple of truckloads. He sells by the truckload, and I was going to buy a couple of truckloads to put on my garden. And I was wondering if there's any way to have too much compost on a garden.
I did. I had horse manure out of a stable in Ohio when we were first married, and it's the first time I'd had a big garden. I cleaned out our landlord's stable and put it on my garden, and boy, it tied up nitrogen badly. If it is completely dry and unrecognizable as horse manure,
it's black.
Any kind of manure, if it's been sitting there for a year or two, it probably would be okay, but I would still use it in moderation. I would use maybe half an inch over the garden. I would put other kinds of organic matter in with it, whether it's sphagnum peat, pine bark mulch, compost of other sorts, things of that sort.
Okay.
And mix that down about 4 or 5 inches. Are you in sandy soil or black clay?
Sandy soil.
All right. And all that is very critical for moisture retention. So, yeah. And so I'd leave out the expanded shale element that I would have added had you said clay. But I would use it in moderation. Just make sure it is not wet in any way. If it's wet, it's fresh. And what happens is it ties up nitrogen terribly.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, appreciate the call.
All right.
Joyce in Denton, I have about 45 seconds. You have Dallas grass. What kind of lawn do you have?
It's old farmyard Bermuda.
All right. What I would recommend to you, we no longer have MSMA, which is what we used to use.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to get rid of it, you're either going to have to hand dig it or spot treat it. And what you, either way, you're going to have a dead spot in the Bermuda for a little period of time, not much. Somebody called in once with a really good trick, and I love it. You cut the bottom end out of a 1 gallon milk carton, and you take the lid off and lay it aside. You put your tank sprayer, your pump up sprayer, the nozzle down in that 1 gallon thing, put it over the Dallas grass clump and spray within the confines of the milk carton, and it localizes the spray right there on the Dallas grass. Does a beautiful job.
Great.
I recommend that highly. You could do it now. You would use the original glyphosate Roundup, the original Roundup glyphosate only. Its only active ingredient is glyphosate, and it will work, and then you may have to come back and touch up in the growing season next year.
I really appreciate it, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Joyce. Thanks very much. Folks, if you want to call my magazine office for the book offer or landscape school, it's 1-800-752-4769. It'll be open till 10:30 today. Robert Borowski, thank you to all who have listened. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. Happy gardening.